Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cerbi from Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival. Very glad to have here Patricia Clarkson. Good morning.
Hello.
For the film Monica by Andrea Palauro, where you play the mother. The sick mother, aging and sick mother. And it was one of the most intense and painful things to watch. Painful, not because you were not good, because you were gorgeous, of course, but because the intensity of your character and what happens to your character in the film is really... How did you put that through?
Well, the good thing is you know, this is why... thank God I'm working more now as I age than ever, because we get better. And these emotional lives that we must possess to pull off this character. But remember, I've been attached to the film for a while. Mm-hmm. I took the film because of the emotional life of this character. So I knew what was coming. I had time to prepare. It's a lot of private, personal preparation of, you know, your own emotional life. You know, I've never been through Eugenia's journey. I'm not dying. Not today.
Not today.
And, and I, so, you know, that is our, in essence, who we are as actors. We must prepare. And the biggest preparation we have is an emotional. Mm-hmm. The emotional life of a character speaks volumes, and especially with Eugenia, because, you know, she has gone through, in essence, the death of a child and then the rebirth of this exquisite, beautiful woman who comes into her life. Mm-hmm. But she dies knowing that she has this gorgeous daughter that she loves. You know, I mean, love is love. I mean, I think it's the best gift you can give that she ever received was to have this beautiful woman come in, her child, back in her life in the final week or month or whatever of her life.
Yeah, and probably she also realizing that she lost part of this person's life because of bad choices.
Yes, and so, you know, she has to... wants to, she must make amends, she must be forgiven. And I don't think she was ever a bad mother, Eugenia, never. Mm-hmm. I think she was a very good mother. I think the father was a more complicated character, and I think unfortunately Eugenia was kind of ruled by him and lost the battle. Mm-hmm. And but I do think that moment in the bathtub, you know, everybody is talking about it, and it is a moment that, as actors, we just, I'm still slightly scarred from it, and I don't say that lightly. You don't go to those places, and it doesn't take a part of you that you never get back.
How did you work with Trace to build up such a good connection, an intense connection?
Fate, Trace and I got on from the moment we met. And I think I felt instantly very maternal, very protective of her. She's so beautiful. She's exquisitely beautiful person. She's calm and quiet and... I don't know. I just was instantly thankful that I didn't have to create anything with her. I just, exactly how I feel about her in life is what lives on screen. Mm.
Which it shows completely. Yeah. And the intensity and the simplicity of the relationship, even if they are harsh.
Yes.
But they're clear.
Well, because at first I think she's from hospice. I'm a dying woman. I'm in the final phase of brain cancer. My lucidity is in and out, and in walks this woman, you know, that I think is here, and I only want, you know, the great Adriana Barazza. Oh, what a dreamboat she is. Oh, we all just fell in love with her. Great, great actress. Yeah. What a privilege to have her in this film. And so it was, you know, it was such a journey for all of us, you know, and having Trace lead this film. You know, the first transgender actress in the history of this festival to lead a film. And it's big. The weight is on her shoulders.
She did a hell of a job.
Oh, she did
absolutely
a hell of a job.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is a stunning portrait and of a true, real woman.
So we have to thank you, Andrea and Trace, for this gorgeous film that you just show here.
Yeah.
Monica by Andrea Palaoro, yeah, here at the Venice Festival. I'm Angela Cherby with Patricia Clarkson Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.